You're with Fenella Kernebone here on RN, and this is By Design.
Indeed it is, and now it's time for the Design Files, and today, I love this one, our writer-in-residence Colin Bissett rediscovers one of the most loved toys of many a child, Lego.
As a child of the 1960s, I craved a Lego set, in just the same way as my sister craved a Barbie doll. Both were colourful and plastic, and both enabled children to use their creative brains. The difference between them was that Barbie wanted to be your friend, whereas Lego wanted you to be its master. Although a set of locking building bricks in four colours was developed in the late 1940s, the first proper Lego brick appeared in 1958, the product of a Danish company, whose name was derived from an abbreviation of the Danish words leg goat, which means play well. That sensible, slightly zealous note has dominated the use of Lego building bricks ever since, with the product being seen as much as an educational tool as a toy, charming parents as much as children. So what was it that appealed to children and caused it to be named Toy of the Century? For me, the answer lies in the product that I played with before my parents bought me, at last, a large box of Lego. In 1960s Britain, the Airfix company made a building block toy called Better Builder, which had small white bricks, red window frames and green roof tiles. A house built of Better Builder looked rather like a real house. But there was something about the way the bricks didn't quite lock firmly together and the way the whole structure could so easily be demolished. Lego, on the other hand, was robust. Lego bricks snapped together with a satisfying sensation and stayed together. And even if a Lego house looked like no house on your street, in a child's eye it looked better. That sense of otherness is, I think, the key to its success. The Lego range expanded far beyond simple building bricks, and now whole miniature cities can be built, peopled by Lego folk driving Lego vehicles, the whole thing given an oddly pixelated appearance that is inevitable when curves aren't allowed. A full-scale version called Legoland remains one of Denmark's top tourist attractions. As a design, the robust simplicity of the Lego brick, with its studs on top and tubes concealed within, stands as a touchstone for all great design. I'm not sure the same could be said of Barbie.
Colin Bissett there in the Design Files talking about Lego. And Colin, I can promise you that I never had any interest in Barbie either. It was Lego all the way for me.